The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Advantage of a Baal Bitochen, that he's always happy with what he has. Okay, and he could have it usually, you know. Another advantage of a Baal Bitochen, which is the last of the advantages being mentioned in the Akdoma, and maybe the most important of them all, his advantage is Habotech Hashem is happy with everything that Hashem causes to happen in his life. Even if something against his nature, and not something he would really look for, but when it does happen, he realizes that Hashem knows exactly what's good for him. And if Hashem brought it to him, there's going to be something good coming out of it. That's the way the tzaddikim live their lives. But everyone in his mazdeik can get to it. The famous example, maybe I said before, they said that the Rebbe, Reb Zusha, that somebody was complaining to his Rav that he's living in poverty and he doesn't know how to manage. And the Rav said, go to Reb Zusha. So he found a dress and he went to the house of Zusha. Reb Zusha was living in some hovel underground, which was conditions that seemed to be impossible to live in. So the level of poverty that was there. And then the person was already a little embarrassed to discuss his situation because it was better off than Reb Zusha. But in any event, he asked Reb Zusha, you know, I'm having a hard time with, you know, I'm living in poverty and I don't have what I need. And Reb Zusha looks at him and he says, I really can't help you because I have everything I need. Well, this is a type of mind frame of focusing on how much good we do have, and together with that, focusing how much Hashem cares for us by the fact that He created us and sustains us. So many things in our life He has carried us through. And the Mele, we can feel comfortable that we're always in those good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, He brings a pasuk from David HaMelech. It says like this in the pasuk: Im lo yishevisi v'domamti. And David HaMelech saying to Hashem, Im lo yishevisi v'domamti, that I was looking forward for something, and even so, I kept my mouth closed. In other words, it could mean that whenever I felt I need something, I closed my mouth, or even more than that, I didn't even feel that I have to close my mouth, because I always felt that I have what I need. Nafshi, kigmol alai imo, kigmol alai nafshi. My nefesh, my life, is like a baby who is nursing from his mother and is held by his mother. She loves him and takes care of all his needs. A baby, all they need is the things that the mother is giving, the food and the cleaning, caring. Everything I need is in the hands of the mother. And that's the emotional of the baby. What's the emotional of the baby? We know anybody who was a mother or is a mother. When you take care of the baby's crying. You have to hold down his legs. Or you have to wash him in water. It was uncomfortable. So there's all kinds of things that the mother is doing to the child that if the child doesn't understand it, that little babies don't understand it, it's uncomfortable for them. You know, if the child were able to talk, he'd scream, Ima, what are you doing to me? Why are you holding my legs down? Why are you putting me in the water when it's too cold or too hot for me? Or just, I don't like to be in the water. And why are you putting a diaper on me? I just want to be free, a free boy, a free girl. But if you have the intelligence of an adult, it's obvious. Yes, it's uncomfortable. But you're in your mother's hands, and your mother's doing it
Kol Halashon.
Only the best for you. And they're giving you a bath you need it. If you don't take a bath, it's not healthy. You need a diaper because for whatever reason you need a diaper, etc., etc. That is a beautiful muscle of life. And if things come unpleasant in our lives, it's coming from Kavayoka, that caring parent and mother that cares for her baby. She'll do anything for the baby. But sometimes she does things that are not pleasant for the baby because that's what is the right thing. That's what's necessary, what the baby needs. So that's the Dona Melch. His whole life he used that muscle in his mind. Whenever something unpleasant came his way, he realized that he's always in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a baby is in the hands of his mother. Hashem never leaves him. Hashem's caring for him more than the baby is in the hands of his mother. And that's the beautiful mashal. We went through various mashalim that mentioned Dod HaMelech over the last few days, and each one is a gem. It's an amazing thing because you could read Tehillim 1,000 times in your life and not pay attention to these sukkim. Chavis Alvavis was a true Oivin and Bitochen. He worked as Bitochen. He paid attention to these things. And this is why, like we're saying, the Mamti, not like the baby who cries because the baby doesn't realize it's the mother. We're intelligent enough, and we don't have to cry. Come upon, sometimes in situations in the Hanami, we do cry, but it's not coming from the fact that I'm afraid or concerned that Hashem is forsaking me. It's coming because sometimes there's a loss, there's a pain. It's legitimate to feel it. But it's not coming from, like we're saying, from a place of being neglected. What's going to be with me? Fear for the future. And I mentioned to you, someone told me about Rav Steinemann, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Also, he lived with nothing. He didn't have one chair with four legs out in his house. He used to sleep on a bed, but he sat on the bed also. That's what he sat the whole day. He didn't have a chair. One of his talmidim told me that he said that people say that a person who's over Hashem, Hashem won't forsake him. He won't be nezov. And it doesn't mean, this is what he said, it doesn't mean that he won't have anything, but he'll manage with it. It means he'll bemet have everything. That's what he described his own life. I bemet have everything. He wasn't a martyr that's living a life of torture. Man Hashem. Hashem doesn't want us to live that way. He wants to enjoy our life and be pleasant about it. And that's a beautiful thing. Mr. Sam, we're going to be working on it. The world to be talking. Talking to somebody yesterday, and he was telling me that, you know, the example about Bitochen, when the Tzara comes and he puts all his energy into it and he keeps himself calm. Yeah, that's also true, but that's one level of Bitochen. But the real Bitochen that we're discussing now is not the Bitochen that suddenly wakes up when a person is in a state of danger or fright or whatever it may be. The Bitochen is when things are going well every day of our life. Because Bitochen is a mind frame. To pay attention, Hashem is greater than the best mother who's taking care of her most beloved baby every day of her life. So the more every day of her life we think about that, we pay attention to it, the more when chas v'shalom, or if, put it that way, trying situations come up, then it's just a hemshik, it's a continuation of that. Hashem is putting on a diaper. Hashem is giving me a bath. Whatever he's doing. We're so often at loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shvizeicha v'metu. Be able to together work on these things. Now we see how important it is, how little we have to rely on other than that. And if we thought about till now that we don't have what to rely on, definitely recent history has shown us there's nothing to rely on. With our Kodesh Baruch, we have everything. We have Olam Hazeh, we have what we need, our physical needs, our health needs, family needs, and because we're able to appreciate what we have and be able to Hashem use this world for its purpose of bringing ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the eternal good, the life of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Neresach Matochen. I want you to have a wonderful Shabbos, uplifting Shabbos, full of Simcha and Oinig, to the chosen Am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.